Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Vaibhavi Ranjan. Today is Friday, 16th of February, and here's all you need to know before market opens. Domestic benchmark indices are poised to witness a positive session today, as trends in the GIFT Nifty hint towards a strong start for the broader index with a gain of 60 points. In yet another volatile session, the market ended higher and extended its winning run for the third consecutive day in the previous session. Amid positive global cues, Indian equities started higher, but erased all gains in the initial hours to trade range-bound in the first half. However, it regained momentum in the second half to close near the day's high levels. At close, the Sensex was up 0.3% at 72,050, while the Nifty also gained 0.3% to end at 21,910. Analyzing the daily chart of Nifty, analysts see a neutral candlestick with a long wick pattern and substantial volumes, indicating uncertainty in the index. They believe that if the Nifty crosses the 22,000 level, there is potential for it to reach an all-time high in the next few sessions, targeting levels around 22,200 to 22,300. The immediate support for Nifty is currently at 21,800. On the upside, resistance levels are identified at 22,000 and 22,100. The overall chart pattern, positive market breadth, and sectoral performance also hint towards a favorable outlook for the Nifty, indicating the potential for further upward momentum. Now, shifting focus to today's trading sessions, here are some stocks that will remain in the limelight. Shares of Axis Bank will be in focus after the lender issued a clarification on a petition filed against the bank and others in connection with sales and purchases of shares of Max Life Insurance. The lender cleared the air and said that it obtained all necessary approvals with regard to these transactions. Next up is UPL. Ratings agency Fitch downgraded UBL Corp to BB positive from BBB negative, rolling out a negative outlook. The company currently suffers from weak earnings due to a slowdown in global demand along with pressure stemming from its mounting debt. Oil refiners will also be on the radar as the government increased the windfall tax on crude petroleum to ₹3,300 per ton from the earlier ₹3,200 per ton. Now, it's time to shift our focus towards global market and how they fared so far. In the US, the three major indices ended Thursday's trading session in the green, with the S&P 500 notching yet another record high. Dow Jones rose 0.9%, while Nasdaq was up 0.3%. Asian markets also tracked the uptrend in Wall Street and opened higher today. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 rose 0.9%, while South Korea's Kospi climbed 0.8%. Japan's Nikkei 225 opened 1.5% higher. The economic slowdown in the country has raised hopes that the Bank of Japan may now stick to its ultra-loose monetary policy for longer. Futures tied to Hong Kong's Hang Seng also hint towards a higher open. However, those in China still remain closed. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Bhavesh Shah of Equirus, who shares his outlook for the mid and small cap space and how to sail through this rather volatile segment of the market.
As far as the small cap and the mid cap valuations are concerned in the market, it may appear that the valuations are a bit stretched, and that may be so at the overall aggregate level. But when you look at the market and when you look at the specific stocks within that, you might be able to find stories which are really fast-growing, profitable, with very differentiated businesses. And we are actually seeing a lot of them with very beautiful business models. And they're coming out of, you know, the tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 cities of India, just exemplifying the blooming entrepreneurship that India is now coming at. So some of these companies have a very long-term good quality potential, which will create long-term value for the stock market investors. We feel that the mid-cap stocks and the small-cap stocks offer that extra return, which the investors can potentially benefit from in this framework. Another thing about the small and mid-caps is the profitability of the business and the growth around it. We have seen in the private markets, some of the new age businesses or the disruptive businesses, they were being priced at a very hefty valuations while incurring significant amount of losses to grow. So while they might be witnessing growth, but even they were witnessing big amount of losses, yet their valuations were going up. In comparison to that, what we're seeing in the market right now, in the stock market, the small and mid caps are, from that perspective, at a very valuation which is very justifiable, given the growth potential of these companies, the disruptive nature of their businesses, and the strong management that are driving these businesses. To the question of which pockets in the markets will offer higher returns, I would encourage investors to look for a bottoms-up approach rather than a top-down approach in making their investments. A bottoms-up approach would mean understand the businesses that they are considering to invest in, look at their business models, how the growth track record has been, and whether the business has the potential to become a leader in the future. And I think it's a call that the investors will have to take around these companies to figure out which are these companies. So even if they might look to be expensive, but if the future growth for these businesses are going to be very robust, you know, the valuation today may look pale compared to what the companies may actually deserve in the future. So I would encourage investors to go bottoms up from a stock up perspective, and from a sector up perspective, maybe there are certain sectors which are, you know, expected to do well, maybe in the pharma space or maybe in the tech space. Some of these valuations have already come down, so they might be able to give you some good, you know, value for money kind of investments. But otherwise, I think the stock up approach or the bottoms up approach is the best way to kind of look at for these markets.
That's all from our side today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great day. We will catch you on Monday at the same time.